Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite North. Those of you that have been calling in and keeping track of the show know that normally I would be doing the readings on the air with my partner, Jacqueline, but this evening she had something special to do with family, so she was not able to make it for the show. So tonight it's just going to be me and you, but I'm sure we'll make it fun. If for some reason you would like to have Jacqueline's input on something that you're asking about this evening, you can reach her at 772-286-2720. And again, that's 772-286-2720. I want to talk to you about the show tonight because we have a beautiful full moon that we're dealing with right now. I say beautiful, but I also say challenging for this particular full moon. The moon is in Aries opposing the Libra sun, and it's also conjoining Uranus, which is the planet of surprises. And they're both of the lights, and Uranus are in square to Pluto, the planet of power, life, death, and rebirthing. Now, because Uranus is retrograde right now, this might be a time to consider strategies that you haven't thought of, as far as the things that you're dealing with in your life to bump you up a notch, to do whatever you're doing better, and to strive towards higher goals and greater illumination, shall we say. The nice thing about a full moon is it is a completion cycle of sorts. In summers, it just has us lay one thing down to make more room for something else that's coming in. The chart itself is not very threatening this time. Mars, the planet of war and blood and passion, is still in square to Venus, the planet of love. And so we're still seeing a lot of that battle of the sexes going on and passions reigniting. And Mars is also kissing the north node or the head of the dragon, which means that some of this may be karmic, whether it's with that particular soul that you're dealing with, or it has to do with a long-standing lesson that you need to learn. So it's very interesting, some of the things that have been coming up in my readings. I already have a bunch of people holding on, waiting for readings tonight, and hopefully I'll be able to serve you. I know my first caller, my good friend Danielle. She always calls into the show. She's one of my fans, I guess you'd say, but also one of my friends. And I'm going to take her first. We have seven people in the queue, but don't be shy about calling in. I'm going to try and take as many callers as I can this evening. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. Hi, Danielle.
Hi, Aphrodite.
How are you doing, girl?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm hanging in there. I'm a little stuffed up because of all this weird weather changes we're having.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. A little congested.
Maybe make sure you hydrate.
I have been. I've been drinking down so much water. You'd be so proud of me.
Some vitamin C.
I can't take vitamin C. I can't do citric acid at all.
Oh.
No, I've never been able to do it. I even got the stuff that supposedly is non-acetic. And even that really bothered my stomach. I have that baby stomach. I'm a cancer. So what questions did you have for me tonight, Danielle? What's cooking?
What do I need to know, I guess?
Well, the first thing that I think I want you to know is that this is a time for you to claim your power to articulate. And you've been doing that. I know in the community you've been going out and really taking some stands on some very important environmental issues here in Roanoke, Virginia, where I live. And I want to tell you as a citizen here, I very much appreciate your efforts, by the way. And I also want to say that you're also trying to heal yourself in some ways. You've been doing some of your spiritual studies. I know you've been dealing with your health right now, too, trying to get that totally back up to snuff because I think you're maybe trying to do too much.
Right.
Yeah. Now, the other thing that shows up in your chart today, the full moon is kind of an important passage. Every lunation has its gifts, believe it or not, no matter how it might feel in the moment. And because the moon is in a T-square with Pluto, and it's just really hard sometimes because you want to establish yourself in some way, and you want people to listen to what you have to say. But in your chart, you're what they call a grand square. So it's almost like running the race, okay? And number one, I see that you're going to be dealing with enlightening people. You've got squares to your 11th house. your Gemini Sun, which is the spokesperson, but also your Mercury and your Venus in Cancer, which means that you want to help people, and that's why you're out there trying to do the right thing. And then I also see squares to your Saturn in Libra. And the Saturn in Libra energy is what rules the lower back, and I know you've been experiencing some rigidity in the lower back, right?
For many years.
Yeah, well, actually, it was targeted over this last week because the Sun was moving through that sector of your chart, and the Moon was opposing the energy, and the Moon being in Aries, Aries is a cardinal fire sign, so there was an inflammatory process that's been going on, okay? And I know that you're doing the things that you can do to work with that, but according to the chart, it's important to work not just with the bones, but also the soft tissue of the muscles, because a lot of people think that the skeletal system supports the body, when in reality, the muscles support the skeletal system. And
right.
Have you been also getting massage?
I do once a month, but my body is not, I've been doing the shiatsu, but at this stage of the game, my body is not responding to it, really.
Oh, okay. Well, I think that what you might want to do then is to take some rest, maybe more, because I think that maybe you're trying too hard and the body needs to rest a little bit.
Right.
Overall, your chart just indicates that right now, you know, you're supposed to be out there demonstrating your I Am presence. And how are things going with relationship right now?
They're kind of stagnant. And the reason why I'm more confused is because I thought I was going to be able to see Jacob and get rid of Aaron, and then, like, he disappeared.
Right, right. Well, again, my feeling is I don't know if jumping from one relationship to another is always a wise idea anyway.
Right.
Sometimes
right.
You do need to kind of, you know, process, take your time a little bit. You know, I'm not saying, you know, you need to go years because I've seen people do that, but I think a lot of times it's good to retake your bearings and, you know, you don't want to jump from the frying pan into the fire, you know, because sometimes you're not at peace enough within yourself because you have issues that you need to work through. So maybe this little sabbatical, you're thinking that it's a stagnation. It may be just a time for you to think or to journal or to, you know, read things that can help you as far as finding the love that you really would desire in your life. Sometimes you pick people in life and sometimes people pick you. And right now I think it's important that you be the person that picks the other person, okay? And making sure that you know what that person's really about before you put your heart, you know, in jeopardy. Okay?
Right.
To get to know them a little bit more, not to interrogate them so much, to spend some time, create some friendship, understand where they're coming from, hear some of their story. Because when you hear other people's story, you can find out an awful lot about the nature of their integrity and their spirituality and also the goals that they seek in their own life to see if it's really a good fit for you.
Right.
So I get back out there in the game, and I just try and be up there a little bit more in the public. I know you've been doing some things as far as working with the county and the city. I meet some other people that are also trying to do good things here in the community and strike up a conversation and see if somebody's on the same page as you.
Okay.
I think that would be marvelous for you to be able to share your mission as well as a wonderful love relationship. That would be awesome for you.
Right.
Okay?
Okay.
Okay.
All right, love. Well, you have a really stellar night.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, God bless.
Okay.
Okay.
That's my friend Danielle, and I see her at least a couple times a week. She pops in for mini readings with me. I do mini readings here in Roanoke, Virginia, at this place called Little Bit Hippie. And we have a lot of fun up there. They have all kinds of nice apparel and everything, and the people there are very eco-friendly and very futuristic, very spiritual. I always have a wonderful time up there. And a lot of times we gather up there and have a wonderful time. All right, I think I'm going to go ahead and take our next caller. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air.
Yes, how are you doing?
Great. How are you?
I'm good.
And what's your name?
My name is Don.
Don?
Yes.
Okay. And when's your birthday?
08-16-1990. Yes, ma'am. August 16, 1990.
Okay. And what time were you born?
I was born at midnight.
11:55 p.m. or 12:01 a.m.?
well,
it's hard to say.
Yeah, 12. I'll say 12:01 a.m. 12 exactly midnight. 12:00.
Okay, let's go with that. How fun. Okay, and where were you born?
I was born in Port-au-Prince, Haiti. Port-au-Prince.
I'm going for it. Hold on. And what country?
Haiti. Haiti.
Haiti, okay. I'm sorry, I'm a little stuffed up tonight, so I'm having a little trouble here, and sorry. I got it.
Yeah,
Yeah, it's, now where do you live now?
Orlando.
Orlando, Florida?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Do you know how many Orlandos there are in the United States?
Approximately 7.
Oh, you are good. Now, what question did you have for me tonight?
What do you see for me?
In what particular area of life? Finances?
Yes.
Okay, well, according to your chart in Orlando, right now you're supposed to be working two jobs, are you?
No.
Okay. Well, according to your chart, you're supposed to be able to create money in two separate ways. What do you do for work?
Right now, I'm unemployed. I just got fired from my work.
Say that again?
I'm unemployed.
What did you do before?
I worked as a pool attendant.
As a what?
Pool attendant.
Oh, a pool attendant. Okay. Well, that's pretty usual big thing in Florida, huh?
Yep.
Okay. Well, other than working as a pool attendant, have you ever done anything else?
Right now, I'm trying to establish a business.
Okay, what kind of business is it?
We don't know yet, but we're trying to put our ideas together. What I'm trying to do, I'm thinking, but I am definitely going to get into the start helping people heal themselves and also teach metaphysics.
Beautiful, beautiful. You know, you're a very, very kind and compassionate person. You know, you're a Leo sun, but you also have Chiron, the wounded healer, and Jupiter, the planet of good fortune, in Cancer, which is the sign of the nurturer, and your moon is also in Cancer. Those three Cancer planets are in your ninth house of God watching, so you're a natural minister, healer kind of personality. Now, because your sun's in the 10th house, usually when you have your sun in the 10th house, it's better for you to either work for yourself or be administrative. So even if you do this with another person or persons, you want to be part of the voice of how it's created. That's very important for you, okay? And as far as your healing gifts, have you been certified in some of your healing gifts?
No, not yet.
Okay. Well, I want to recommend two. Say again?
Oh, I come from a lineage of peace. At least back, I don't know how long.
Great. Awesome. Okay. Well, to use different kinds of healing gifts in different states, you need certain credentials or certifications, those kinds of things that you can do, okay? And because of that, I would recommend that you look into that first, because then you can advertise freely and you can start to claim some interest. But in the meantime, because you do need to create some income to get this going, apparently, you're probably going to need something as you're putting this together, okay? Now, have you already done healing work in Florida where you have already helped people and words got out by word of mouth?
I'm mostly focusing on healing myself, removing any blockages.
Okay, all right. Well, I think it would be important for you to look into taking some classes that are affordable for you in order to basically get certified in different healing genres that might be of interest to you. And, again, the way your chart is set up, you're also very compassionate, and you'd make a very good counselor because your Mercury is in Virgo. So you have the ability to counsel people and analyze people in situations. But overall, if I was to look at your chart and choose a traditional profession for you, it would actually be something like physical therapy. You would have an incredible thing here where you could be a physical therapist or even a chiropractor with this kind of chart. And I know right now you don't have a lot of money and you haven't been employed right now, but to me, I could see you moving in that direction being extremely successful because the way your plans line up with this. Yeah. And because of the economy and everything like that, a lot of times you can get grants to get involved in some of these programs. Orlando's pretty big. There's a lot of schools up there. So I would be looking into some grants where you could basically take maybe a class in even the physical therapy part of it, and then later on, once you start working and making money, maybe you could look into becoming a chiropractor later on. You're young enough. I think that would work out great for you. You would love to be able to work with the dynamics of the body and help people to heal. And you're so kind. You know, I just think it would be a very good thing for you. And I also think, too, that you have a very, very strong spiritual leaning here. And again, it seems like you love people, but you also like pets and children, don't you?
Yes.
Yes. So I really feel that I think the whole physical therapy thing would work great for you. And, I mean, you could be a personal trainer with this kind of chart, but I really feel you're going to concentrate more on the healing. And that's why I think that it would be good for you to get involved with that, because if you got a degree in physical therapy, you usually would end up working at a hospital or a rehabilitation unit. And often those companies will pay for you to go back to school to do more. So it's about creating a strategy more the long term. See, you have three major planets in Capricorn, and Pluto's only been in there for 2 years. It hasn't been there since the Revolutionary War. And over this next decade, you could rise to the highest that you could reach as far as becoming a healer. So I'm really thinking that now is the time for you to create that strategy because the money is available by government, and it could get you in the right position here. Okay?
Wow.
Yeah. I'd go for it. I'd take no prisoners. But you definitely have that ability, and I have a feeling that once you started working in the community, everybody would know your name. You know, I just think that you'd really feel like you were doing the right thing and you were getting the kind of appreciation for your work. Putting your healing into the practical modality, I think it would really work out well for you. Okay?
I truly appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a great night.
You too.
All righty. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you.
Wow, that was really great. Beautiful lineup in this person's chart that I could see very easily. And definitely a person that's led by the heart. Has to have their heart in their work. And, again, it's nice to be out in the sun, too, because Leo is ruled by the sun, and he was doing pool attending and all that. And I think he could do other things, too. He could even do some horticulture if he wanted to. But I really feel that he's here to help people and heal people, and I think he respects that part of his ancestry. And having three planets in Capricorn, that tells me, as an astrologer, that he's very tied with his ancestors. He feels a sense of belonging. And to tap into that, into his bloodline, and to do this for the world at this time, would be ideal for him. I'm getting ready to take the next caller here. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. How can I help you?
Hi, Astrid. How are you?
Great. How are you doing tonight?
Oh, I'm trying to go with the flow. This is Cardinal Cross.
Calling to check in with me?
Oh, I'm having a really difficult time living with my niece.
Well, I thought everything was fine last week. What happened?
No, she's really jealous of mine and my sister's relationship, and she's trying to cause my sister to throw me out.
Sheesh.
Yeah.
I don't get it. How's the job search going?
It's going. I still haven't found a job yet.
Are you collecting unemployment?
No.
How are you surviving?
Student loans.
Wow. Now, how long have you been unemployed total? I don't remember, honey. How long have you been unemployed?
A year.
And before that, you were working full-time?
Before I was unemployed, 3 years.
Okay. Well, the trines and blessing lines you have tonight are pretty much going towards believe it or not, customer service.
Well, I went to Cracker Barrel for a job, so I might get a server job.
Okay. Because customer service looks like it would be okay, and Cracker Barrel is pretty high-tech, so you would be using a computer to put in your orders and all that. There is supposed to be a social aspect to your job as well, where you are dealing with people one-on-one. So that would work. I think if you get in there, that would be a good thing. I know that, you know, at one point my daughter-in-law worked for them, and she made very, very good money there because the people tip well, the food's delicious. I mean, they're very good all over the country, really, because I travel a lot and I eat there quite a bit. So I'm going to put all my thoughts and prayers in the direction of you getting that job, because obviously you're feeling that you do need to move on at some point. Once you get the job, then it's going to open up new opportunities for you. So if I were you, I would try to just kind of keep the peace until you can get your door in there, if you can get your door in there, because you've got Jupiter, Mercury, and two of your Aquarius planets all lining up this week. So I'm hoping and praying that you get this particular job, because you will make some good money there. And that will really help you to stabilize a bit. Yeah.
They told me it would only be 15 hours a week.
But that can change.
Yeah.
You know, depending on how you work the floor and stuff like that and how motivated you are, chances are if you can get in there and show them your stuff, okay, they'll probably end up giving you more hours. I mean, we're coming into the holiday season here pretty soon. There's going to be a lot of travelers from here on in to the end of the year. So they might need you many more hours than they think they do. So my thing is if you can get in there and at least get this started, you know, at least you're going to be doing something. You're going to feel like you're making some kind of progress. And then if they up your hours, all the better. If they don't, it gives you enough time to go look for something more permanent full time. I think it's a win-win situation, but I think to just get some kind of pin money at this point, it's going to make you at least feel like you can breathe, you know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I've always been independent my whole life.
Yeah.
You know, it's just not easy. It just hasn't been easy for me. I mean, I'm just, and my relationship with my sister, it seems like it's deteriorating.
Now, when is your sister's birthday?
Oh, she's off Libra, 10/2/52.
10/2/52?
Yeah.
And where was she? Do you know what time she was born?
No, I know she's born in Brooklyn.
Okay. And she lives down there now? Where does she live?
She lives by Stewart, Hope Sound.
Oh, okay. Ah, my old stomping grounds. Okay.
She used to live in Jacksonville, and then she moved back to Stewart in June to be near her daughter.
Really?
That's when I hooked up with her. Yeah.
Ah, okay.
That's when I became homeless. It happened at the same time.
Okay.
Talk about a miracle, huh?
I know, but see, your sister doesn't look like your sister's looking for any trouble here. Her chart's pretty clear. So it's got to be your niece that's basically stirring up the problem, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it is my niece. My niece is a Taurus. She's trouble.
Your sister and you are very compatible.
Oh, I love my sister to death.
I mean, you know what? It's really cool is that she has a Pisces. She has a Pisces moon sitting right on your Venus, your love planet, in your natal. That's really cool.
Yeah. Is it?
You know, and that's a beautiful planetary hit. And again, her north node is sitting on your south node, so she really wants you to get a job and be successful and stay around. You know?
No.
So I really think she's on your side here.
Oh, yeah. The culprit is my niece. My niece is a Taurus. She's very spoiled, just like my son. She throws temper tantrums. 30 years old, and she doesn't stand on her own 2 feet. Last night she slammed all the doors because I was still there. I think she wanted my sister to throw me out of the house. My sister won't do it.
Well, like I said, I try to keep your peace as much as possible until you can get your door in somewhere. And then you can take a look at where you're going from there. Yeah.
No, I've been at the beach all day.
Wow. Why, is she home all weekend?
Yeah, she's a teacher, so she gets home at 3 o'clock. So I'm out the door by 3. I stay out of her way.
Wow.
I can't even talk to her.
All I can tell you is try and hang in there, see if you can get this job at least part of the time. Get moving forward, okay?
How long do you think I'll be with this girl?
Until you can probably afford to find another place to go. But that's why you got to concentrate on the job situation right now. See if you can get some money together here to create something different, because it's the only way you're going to get out of there. Right now, like I said, it's just, I'm just trying to lie low and be the peacemaker and not get into any arguments. You know, you got to remember one thing. It takes two people to argue. If she starts getting in one of her moods, you know, my feeling is you just got to pull yourself back and say, oh, I'm sorry you feel that way, and just kind of like try and disappear. But I just wouldn't buy into the drama. I try and just keep yourself under control, because right now that's the only thing you can control in the situation. Okay? And call
so
me in next week and let me know how it's going. I think your sister's on your side, so hang tough.
Oh, that's good.
All right. Bye. Those that have been following the show, this woman is really, really struggling to try and find work down in Florida, down the Boca Raton area. It's been very, very difficult. And so Jacqueline and I have just been trying to help talk her through and get her to the next step and everything. And, boy, I'll tell you, some life lessons can be really tough. But we're here for you no matter what. I'm ready to take my next caller here.
Hello?
This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air. How you doing?
Hi, this is Suzanne.
Hi, Suzanne. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good. I have two questions. One, I went on a job interview Friday. It went very well. He said he would hire me if there's a position open. They're going to find out Monday or Tuesday if there's anything open. The person thought they would, but then it grew. But he wants to hire me if there is. Do you see it happening?
Okay, I have two Suzannes on the system. When's your birthday?
10/5/16.
A.M. Huntington, New York, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. And where do you live now?
Riverhead, New York.
Riverhead. Which is really close, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Take a peek, see what's happening. Full moon's always a good time to look at that, because it would be, again, the ending of something and beginning of something new. And what kind of a job is it?
Teacher aide. Teacher assistant.
Oh, really? Wow. Yeah, looks like you're going to get it. Jupiter right now, in your Riverhead chart, is right on the cusp between the 8th and the 9th house, and the 9th house rules education. It's right on that cusp. It's dead on it. So it's going to be entering over the next 24 hours into your 9th house of education and forming a trine to your Libra sun and your ascendant. So I feel you're going to get it.
Now, what about, so it's going to be an opening?
Well, that's the whole thing. Is my feeling is they've already thought that they want to hire you, and with Jupiter there, Jupiter is a planet of good fortune and abundance. So,
well, the thing is,
Jupiter's,
they didn't know if
they were
going to have any openings. That's the problem.
Right. Jupiter is not a trigger planet, but the sun's on its way into that trine, okay? But that's about a week away.
All right. I mean,
I wouldn't mind. Yep. That's about a week
now,
away.
Now, what about love life? Boyfriend.
Do you already have somebody in your love life? Are you
well,
going to say kinda? Is that what you're going to say, kinda?
I know it's strange. One person I think blew me off. His name is John. Then another person, Sean, both kind of friends, and then Tim, who likes me, but I really don't like him. I'm not attracted to him. So there's going to be none of those and someone new.
All righty then. Well, all I can tell you is if I were you, I would cool my jets. Right now, Venus is sitting on Uranus in your natal, and this means you want to fall head over heels in love. And from what you're telling me, that is not the case with either one of these people, okay? So
well, the thing
is,
Go ahead. Tim, I don't know if I like him attracted to him. And the other guy, John, I guess he blew me off 3 days ago. And the other one I've known for a year.
Now, is either one, any one of these people electric for you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we just have a full moon here, which is the moon kissing Uranus. So things can come round again. So know that relationships can come back from the past, but with new rules and new attitudes, and it's not going to be the same rule system. Okay? So have that awareness. But with Venus being so close to Uranus here, my feeling is that right now there's probably a lot of people that are finding you very attractive. you have to remember that Venus and Mars are in square this month. And there's only two ways that plays out in your chart, okay? Either it plays out as really great passion or a lot of conflict. Okay?
Yeah.
There's a lot of Mars energy involved in this. Yeah. So if you want somebody that you can really debate with and stuff like that who's as strong as you are, this is a great time to find a mate. If you're looking for peace, love, dove, Hare Krishna, you know, and living happily ever after and never having a fight, guess what? This is not the time to have a mate. So I'm just telling you. But
well,
right now I think it's good for you to kind of like be examining these, but I don't think it's a good time for you to make a decision about that. Jupiter being in Gemini this year, you could end up having more than one person that you want to look more deeply into. Take your time, okay? And really ask all the questions. Find out what growth they've been through, what's happening in their absence. New people that are coming in, listen to their stories. Find out what they're made of. Take your time.
Now, do you see anybody new coming in? Or?
Not necessarily in your chart. I mean, there could be if it's somebody that you meet at work, you know, at your new job.
Really?
That's
they might be coming in at work?
Yeah. That's the only way I can
when?
Really see it happening. Well, again, it could be over the next 7 weeks.
Oh, I mean like a teacher or an aide or something, or a janitor? Or...
Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure what position they would take, but it would be somebody, again, that would be more at the workplace.
Oh, that would be
where,
nice.
Where you create your income, yeah. And my feeling is, again, they could teach something like the health sciences or something like that. That's how I'm kind of seeing them. It could be about that. Would be what the thing that they would teach, the thing they'd be involved with. It would be health sciences or educating children about good health habits, or they could even be like a physical education teacher, something like that. Yeah. But that's what I'm kind of seeing here. Yeah.
Now, do you see anything with my son at all?
When's your son's birthday?
February 11th, 2001.
All right, let me get him on the screen here for a minute.
He lives with his dad now. We have joint. I want him to move back one day.
What time was he born?
I think it was close to 5 p.m. at night.
5 p.m. at night? And where was he born?
Oh, close to 10 to 10 at night. 5 to 10, 10 to 10 at night, p.m.
And where?
Riverhead, New York.
Riverhead, okay. Take a look at his chart here.
He didn't live there, but that's the hospital in Riverhead.
Okay. Now he's going to stay with his dad?
Yeah.
I think it's a good idea.
Oh, brother.
Because I think that there's things that he can only discover if he stays there for a while. I'd give it a couple of months and see what happens.
No, he's been there a year and a half.
Yeah, but from now I'm talking about. We just got
just
the
a couple
moon.
More months?
Yep, there's a couple of major planets that are changing signs right now. Saturn's going into Scorpio at the end of the first week of October. And then in November we have a couple of planets that are getting ready to go direct as well. So there can be a shift here, okay?
What do you mean,
a shift here where your son comes to some realizations. Let me put it that way.
When's that?
It would probably be October, November, somewhere in there. Over the next 60
shift,
days.
What are you going to come realizing?
I think that he's going to realize, again, the differences between you and your husband. He's going to start to balance it better. Now, does he have, like, a lot of friends at school?
No.
No.
I don't know. Maybe
don't
in
know.
The school, but he doesn't really see him out of the school, no.
No. Okay. Because I do see him, for some reason, claiming some popularity this year, too. Getting some friendships around him, which could be very helpful. Okay? You know, he's at a kind of a tough age right now, isn't he?
Yeah, I mean, he has friends here. He's outside. He's at my house now. He's playing with them outside. Then I guess he has friends at the school. The only thing is if he lives here, he'd be going to a different school because I don't live there as dad. I live an hour away.
Right. Okay. Okay. Well, it is a T-square because I got to tell you that this child is kind of torn between the two of you. And I don't know how
helpful
that
is. What is that? Then what happens?
Then I think, again, there's going to be a shift here that's going to go on, and my feeling is that he has to learn that rather to be torn between you and his father, he has to learn to deal with each one of you as individuals. Okay? And that's what he's supposed to be learning this year, before the end of this year. Now, he's an Aquarius, so he is born to be a staunch individual.
He's a Pisces.
February 11th. You said February 11th, I thought.
No, February 20th.
Oh, okay. Let me back up.
2001.
Take a look at it again.
February 20th, 2001.
Okay. But he still has four major planets in Aquarius. Okay? So because of that, he needs to basically be an individualist and to learn to have one-on-one relationships with people. Okay? Like you and his dad being two separate personalities and very different. Now, Mars is going to be entering Sagittarius in about 12 days, okay? And, again, so because of that, it is important for him to be physically active. Now, when he's with his father, is he physically active? Does he play any sporting events? Does he go outside a lot?
He just plays golf with his dad. He might be playing basketball, but he's more active when he's with me.
Okay.
With kids and
both can serve him. But I think he's okay. I think he's just going to go through some realizations this year of how to deal with you and his father as individuals, and I think it's going to get easier for him. I think he's going to recognize things about his father and you. It's going to help him to claim more maturity in some ways, how it feels to me psychically, okay? But I'm going to go to my next caller. I'm glad you called in, okay?
Okay, bye-bye.
Boy, a lot going on in her life. Wow. And so it is. I guess I'm ready to take the next caller. Good evening.
Hello?
This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air.
Good evening. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great.
And what's your name?
My name is Kimberly.
Cute. All right, Kimberly, have you called in before?
I have, but it was when you were on Soul's Journey. I hadn't called when you were on Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, okay. And when's your birthday?
November 5th, 1970.
November 5th, 1970. And what time were you born?
7:05 p.m.
Ooh, I love those exact birth times. Okay, and where were you born?
I was born in Talladega. Let me spell it for you. Talladega. And that's in Alabama.
Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
You still live in Alabama?
No, I now live in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina.
Motor Beach?
No, Myrtle Beach.
Oh, Myrtle Beach, okay. I'm sorry, it's my hearing tonight because I'm a little stuffed up. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Good thing I'm on the phone, not with you in person. I think it's allergies, though.
Okay.
And what major question did you have for us tonight?
Well, my major question is about career and finances. I'm at a job right now where I'm really unhappy. I'm almost to the point of burnout, but I got called for another job interview that I'm going to go to next week that would have a better energy for me. And also, yeah, and also I'm just looking into trying to figure out what's going to go on with my finances because I really want to increase it.
Okay. I see the move could happen, and it happened very quickly as far as the new job.
Okay.
So that's going to give you a boost, okay? So you're going to feel like you're prospering on the inside anyway. But I still think you're going to have to curb your spending for a little while to play catch-up.
Right.
But I feel, again, I think you're coming into a stronger period financially, and I think that the freedom that you feel at the new position is really going to open things up for you. You're going to feel less restricted. I think some of the restrictions you're feeling even about finances is related to the job and how tired you feel about everything being this way.
Yes.
So I think there's a lot of emotional carryover going on here. You have a lot of planets in Scorpio. I mean, you've got five planets and the vertex all in Scorpio in your current location.
And so because of that, you know, you can usually be very, very good with your resources. So I don't think it's like you're overspending. I just think that they weren't probably paying you what you really needed in this economy to survive, because
right,
even if you've got a stable job, every time you go to the market, it's more money for the same stuff, you know? We're all going
right.
through that.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But I think that this new job is going to create a lot more freedom for you. And
okay.
The sun's
okay.
going to be passing over Uranus within the next 6 days, and, you know, the full moon's hitting you directly about this, right on top of Chiron, the wounded healer, in the 10th house of career. So these are some nice planetary hits. This looks very, very good to me.
Okay.
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 Well, I'm
now,
glad you called in tonight.
Okay. I was gonna ask you one more question. Is that okay?
Oh, that's fine. Go ahead.
Now, would you ever consider, like, should I even think about bankruptcy?
Ooh, let me take a look at that. Hold on. Okay, in your current location, your part of bankruptcy lies at 27 degrees of Virgo. And your Pluto, very close to that star. Bankruptcy could empower you. Do you own property?
No, I don't.
No, I don't. Okay. See, all the planets have pretty much been through Virgo. The only planet that hasn't been through there yet this year is Venus. And if you did decide that you wanted to file bankruptcy, I'll tell you when you should do it.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. It would be the last week of October. So I'd give it some consideration, and you might want to talk to someone about this, because
okay.
a lot of times they'll give you a free consultation. Say, is bankruptcy the best thing for me, or is there a way I can work around it? But I think that if you talk to that person before the last week of October and you file, because Venus is the lesser benefic of the zodiac, it's going to be kissing your Pluto in the fourth house of security, part of bankruptcy, I feel you could probably get it to go through pretty smoothly. And that would help to benefit you in that process, okay?
Okay.
All right, well, I'm glad you called in. It's nice to talk to you again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so
All
much.
Right.
Nice to talk to you, too.
All right, God bless. Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Good night.
It's all about love. It's all about money, isn't it? Everybody tonight, that's been the big questions. I think we're all wanting to feel much more secure, both emotionally and financially right now. I think that having financial issues also does bring up a lot of emotional securities, even when you're in a good relationship. You want to basically make sure you're working closely together to resolve those issues. I'm ready to take my next caller here. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air. Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm on a scale of 1 to 10, about a 27.
Oh, that's
And what's your name?
My name is Lanice.
Lanice. Have you called in before?
Yes, I've called before.
Okay. When's your birthday?
July 5th, 1963.
What year?
1963.
Okay, got it. And what time?
9:56 a.m.
And where?
Memphis, Tennessee.
Memphis. The land of music.
Yes.
Now, where do you live now?
I'm in Memphis now.
Ah. Are you a musical person?
I love music. I love having jazz music in my background, especially in the mornings.
Oh, great. Now, what question did you have for me tonight?
Do you see anything coming up for me in the way of a real relationship?
A real relationship?
Or
what
a long
kinds term? Are there?
Or,
I said, what other kinds are there?
Well, the kinds
I just
that
said
are...
that to tease you. I'm sorry. I'm just teasing.
Yeah.
Right now, Uranus is retrograde in your seventh house of close personal relationships, marriage, long-term relationships. It's actually retrograde until the 14th of December. So I wouldn't expect anything to come in before then. My feeling is you, when that planet goes forward and stuff, it's going to be in your seventh house for a couple of years. And so because of that, you're more apt to manifest a relationship that is surprising and spectacular, okay? And I think that that's been what you've been kind of been waiting for. Because
yeah,
I think sometimes you
I'm
go against the flow
for.
Of the energy and you get involved in these codependent relationships, don't you?
No, I don't get involved in any.
Good. Because you've got too much codependent energy in your chart right now. It's like you're more apt to get involved with somebody that needs you than someone that desires you, and I don't want that to happen.
No, I'm not going to do that one.
Okay, okay. Now, the nice thing is, though, this could be a nice sociable time for you, though, as far as creating some new friendships and getting involved in some new activities, because Jupiter's transiting your 10th house right now in Gemini, which is a nice chatty energy for you to get involved with people and things that you feel, you know, vibrate to your frequency, if you will.
Okay. Well, that's going on.
Good.
Yeah, I'm getting out. And
how is your health, anyway? Do you have problems with your blood sugar?
No. I've got under control.
Oh, okay. Because you've got an opposition here, so that means you've got it in balance. Great. Okay. Just double
checking. It's in control. It got out of hand, and they wanted me to go on medication, so I said I'm not going to do that, so I stopped eating sugar. And now it's kind of hard, you know, just letting it go.
Right. Right. Yeah, because I think you can work very consciously with your diet on
that.
Mm-hmm.
Say again? Where is that indicated?
Usually when you have Pisces, Virgo, polarity points that are exact by degree, it usually indicates there's a sensitivity to things like medication, wheat gluten, and there's a sensitivity to the pancreas as far as the blood sugar. Now, because it's an opposition, it usually takes a major player to throw you off balance. Because an opposition you can keep in balance if you're knowledgeable and you follow the rules. But you had Jupiter entering Gemini squaring you this year. And so because of that, I had a feeling that it would kind of go up and down until you could kind of find a new balance. So that's fine. So it sounds like you've already done that, and God bless you with that.
Mm-hmm.
You got to remember, this is a mutable T-square you're looking at. So you can still try some new things, but I do it in bits and pieces, okay? I'd be very careful. I just try and stay with the balance you have, and then maybe add one little thing, okay, and see how you do. You want to keep that balance as close as you can because it increases your powers of concentration. And it just makes you feel better all over. You get a lot less fatigue when your blood sugar's in balance.
Yeah.
And you could also sometimes benefit from, you know, just relaxing, doing meditation. Do you meditate?
Well, yeah, I'm working on it. I don't do it as much as I should, but I know that's something that I must do as well.
Well, sometimes people, especially you, because you have your Venus in Gemini and you have Virgo rising, you're very mentally active, so it's hard for you sometimes to shut it down. And I understand that because I have a lot of Gemini in my chart. But what I find happens that helps me sometimes is to just kind of lay there like on your comfortable place in your house, like your couch or if you have a chair that reclines. And instead of worrying about things, play back and put the things that have been on your mind a little bit at a distance, kind of like you're looking at them from a distance, and ponder them rather than worry about them. Go into like a ponderous space, okay? Say, you know, that's been bothering me for a while. I wonder what I could do about that. Oh, maybe something will occur to me. And to just recognize the things in your life that you're trying to deal with as far as change, but not to put a lot of angst into it, okay? Because then it's almost like you're praying with faith in a way through your own pondering ability. So it actually can work out very well. Okay? Well, thank you so much for calling in tonight. Keep us posted.
Thank you. I will.
All right, God bless.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Sweetheart, yes, we're all looking for love. We're all looking for love. Love is good. Most powerful force in the universe. We all know that. Finding one that works in the real world, now that's another question. I'm going to take the next caller. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air.
Hey, Aphrodite. How's it going? It's Jay calling. How's it going?
Hey, what's up?
Too much.
What's happening?
I just sent you some money through PayPal, so just thank you for the readings that I had over the number of months. So.
Wow. Wow, that was very sweet of you. I appreciate that. That's
okay.
Great. So do you have a special question for me tonight?
Not really. See what's happening for Aries actually next month.
Well, you know, with this beautiful full moon is sitting very close to your sun, so this is a great time for you to realize who you are. That whole I am presence is really being accentuated. And that's just fabulous. You have Uranus also basically backing up over onto your sun before it turns around in December. So because of that, amazing breakthroughs can occur.
Really? Yeah, that's what I'm doing this weekend, actually.
Great. That's perfect because of that full moon. It brings you to a point of completion to realize that all your hard work paid off, you know? And I think that it's nice to see that once in a while. See, I don't see your chart as you, the kind of person that's looking for personal power. You're looking for power that you can share with other people, aren't you?
Yeah, you would say, yeah.
Yeah, it's really cute the way it shows up today because Pluto's sitting right on your self node. So, again, you want everyone to prosper, everyone to be contributed to, everyone to benefit. That's a beautiful thing you get going on in here. Now, are you seeing somebody romantically?
Nope. Not right now.
You have a couple people interested?
Oh, I got to get my other personal stuff out of the way first, I think. I haven't been looking. Sorry.
Well, I just have a feeling there's a couple eyes on you. I'm just telling you.
Okay.
And again, it's not anything that you have to take necessarily any action on, but it's all good. These people could be people that just become closer friends and stuff like that, but they're liking your style. They're liking who you are. They're people that are around you. Do you spend any time with your family?
No, right now, I think December, I think I'll spend some more time with my dad and mom. I haven't seen him for a while.
Yeah. Now, is one of your people in your family having some health issues right now?
Yes.
Yeah, because I think there's a lot of concern here, and that's why I think it would be a good idea for you to plan a trip. I think it would be good for you to be there because I think that your influence is very positive when you're in the mix, you know? It's just the nature of your spirit, okay? But I feel that, you know, again, they're kind of on a balance beam right now, so they're trying to balance that out and do the best they can, and I can see that not necessarily progress, but stabilization is occurring. And so just let you know that, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Anything else you want to ask me before I let you go?
No, that's it. So
you're easy tonight. All right, great. Well, God bless you, and thanks for calling in. Keep us posted.
I will. Thank you very much.
All right, God bless. Good night.
Bye-bye.
Wow. This is a very gifted, very compassionate person, and it's interesting. His healing gifts seems like they're everywhere, and even with his own family. And I know I'm out here helping people all the time, too, and stuff like that, but I try to be there for my family as well. You know, I like to make it a blanket healing, actually. I'm ready to take my next caller. I think I only have room for one more here. Good evening. This is the Illumination Station. You're on the air.
Hi, this is Vanessa. How are you?
Hi, Vanessa. I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm well. Thank you for asking. I was calling to find out where in my chart is this full moon going to impact.
Where your chart is what? Oh, okay. Now, when's your birthday?
January 30th, 1978. And I was born at 2:33 p.m. in Cambridge, Massachusetts.
Aha. I'm originally from Worcester.
Oh, hey.
Oh, hey. My old stomping grounds. And you said 2:33:00 p.m. Okay.
Yes.
Now, where do you live now?
I live in Boston.
Oh, so you're right around the corner.
Right.
Okay. That's great. Okay, I'll tell you where that... The full moon, whoa! It's hitting your south node.
Okay, so my south node is the energy that I came into this life already knowing.
Well, actually, it's the thing that you can't get enough of.
Okay.
The south node looks like an empty cup, okay? It's like the empty cup of the zodiac, okay? And so the moon being in Aries, which is the I am presence, it's the sign of the ram and the lamb, okay, it's sitting on your south node. So because of that, you want to be able to express both sides of your nature here. You want to be the peacemaker in some aspects, and the other one you want to be the rabble-rouser, okay?
Right.
And because of that, you can't make a decision between those two things, so you're going to want to demonstrate those two things. And the beautiful thing, the Libra sun sitting on your north node, which is the cup overflowing of the Bible, which means you have the ability to be an advocate for peace. In other words, you can go out there and you can knock them dead, and out of that can come peace. Okay, you can become a warrior for peace, if you will, with the way this chart is set up today as far as with the way the full moon is hitting you. And it doesn't matter whether you're dealing with your family, your job, politics. It doesn't matter what it is. Because the nodes are all inclusive. Do you follow me on this?
Basically what I'm hearing you say is that this duality of my personality, this is what this moon is going to affect. So when there's a need for peace, there's a peace, and when there's a need for me to go to war, I'll be able to express that, or I'm going to want to express that.
Right. And you're going to go to war for peace. In other words, you're going to want to arbitrate. You're going to want to use your ability to negotiate very, very powerfully in this chart. See, even though you're born as an Aquarian sun with that beautiful Venus kissing your sun, which is great, by the way, it's marvelous for healing work, at the same time, your moon's in Libra, your Pluto's in Libra, and your north node's in Libra. So there's a part of it that wants to bring people into balance, mentally, emotionally, spiritually, even their chakras, all of the above. And you have the ability, and sometimes you have to motivate people to embrace their healing, even in your work. And other times, you're going to look at something that's going on politically or in your community where you're living, and you're like, you know, I don't like that either. I want to join that lobby, and I want to be heard. So this is your time to do that, to try and bring a greater peace on earth, if you will. And sometimes you have to do it by being a little bit of a hard ass. Okay?
Right.
So that's kind of what you're seeing here with this full moon. Now you have to remember that this full moon is in effect until the next full moon. Okay? And the next full moon is the 29th of October. So because of that, you're in a situation now where this might be a time where you do want to take up a couple of causes. You want to take a few people who maybe have dropped the ball, not been taking as good care of themselves as they could be, and give them a pep talk, okay? Bring out a little bit of their moxie. Get them started. But this is a nice month to do that for you.
Oh, okay.
All right.
I have one last question. During the Virgo moon, anything that you the Virgo moon 2 weeks ago?
That was the new moon. The new moon being
during,
in Virgo?
Yes. So anything that you started during that time, when can you expect to see some results from that?
Let me see here. Let me go back and bring it up here on screen for you. Just take me a second. That new moon in Virgo was pretty intense. Let's see where it hit you. Okay. That was on the 15th. Yeah. Okay.
90 seconds.
Okay. Well, what happened was we had the moon and the sun lined up in Virgo with Mercury, also the communicator. And all three of them were opposing your part of fortune in the 10th house of career and calling. Okay? And also the midheaven of your chart. Now, did something change on your job?
No, I'm actually looking for a job. Everything stood still. Everything just stood still. It's like I got the interviews. I'm getting callbacks that they like me, but nothing's moving.
Okay, all right. Well, all these planets, again, would tell me that there may have been some things about that particular job that you did not know. You were not privy to the information. You had a lot of trines to the planetary energies, too, on the last lunation, actually. And when you see a lot of trines and oppositions, usually if the job doesn't work out for you, the higher power knows why. You might not know why, but your higher power may know why. And maybe there was something about that that would not have been good for you. You know, God only gives good things to his children. And so my feeling is that on further analysis and investigation, there might have been something about that job or the timing of taking that job that may not have served you. Because the angles were all set up perfectly for you to actually get that job. Okay? So I have a feeling there was something that we didn't know that Spirit knows, and that's why it didn't come through.
So, no, okay? it wasn't that it didn't come through, it's just that nothing moved. Everything's at a standstill.
Okay. Well, now we're at the full moon, so we're in a new cycle. So my feeling is that they're going to contact you. Maybe it was the timing that was wrong, not necessarily the job. But I just feel there was some reason that was held back that maybe we just can't understand because we can't see it yet.
Right.
Okay?
Right. Okay.
All right, sweetie. Well, it's been a pleasure, and keep me posted.
All right, thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, God bless you. Have a good night.
You too.
This has been the Illumination Station tonight. I'm Aphrodite North. My partner Jacqueline couldn't be with us tonight, but she'll probably be back next week. And if you want to reach me personally for a reading, I do mini readings as well as longer readings. I do record them for you. My phone number that you can reach me at is 540-400-0110. If you'd like to get in touch with my partner Jacqueline, she can be reached at 772-286-2720. She also does longer readings and does record them for you as well. We're here to serve you, and we look forward to talking to you on Saturday evenings, and look forward to talking to you next week. Have a blessed one. Bye-bye now.